Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bob Bruce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is hit by the pitch. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Bruce fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bruce. Robinson moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gentile moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Gentile moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Brown moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Cash reaches second base with a double. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. Boros strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-1 in the game. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cash scores. Wood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Osborne reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. Roark moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. McAuliffe hits a fly ball towards center. Brandt settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brandt. Roark tags and scores. Osborne tags and moves to third. It's 4-3, Orioles. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Gladding now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive towards the mound. Gladding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Cash reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Steve Barber now pitching. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Cash moves to third. It's Tigers, 5, Orioles, 5. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Fred Gladding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Rourke and he is out, Wood applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Dick Williams. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Marv Throneberry. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Gentile trying to get to home. Colavito throws the ball into Rourke, who tags Gentile, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Triandos moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Westock now pitching. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Mike Rourke. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Wood moves to second. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Breeding for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-4 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Kaline moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 7-5, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Busby reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for West Stock. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Busby scores. Gentile scores. Robinson moves to third. It's Tigers, 7, Orioles, 7. Bill Fisher now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-4 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Busby now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Dick Hyde now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil strikes out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Busby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Orioles 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-5 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Hyde fields it and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. It's 8-7, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cash is walked intentionally. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hyde fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hyde. Colavito scores. Cash moves to second. It's 9-7, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Cash scores. Boros goes all the way around to score. It's 11-7, Tigers. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, two home runs, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Gentile strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-8, Tigers. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Dick Hyde. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 8. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.